Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world's most treasonous peanut butter sandwich. It's one more thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
That's funny.
One more thing.
I'm excited about hearing this because just the few deets that I've heard have been, as you said yesterday, straight out of a spy movie or novel. But like, from the 50s, like you didn't think it was done this way anymore.
Right, right. Yeah. And one thing I've taken away from this story is I must never, ever attempt to be a spy. My mind is just not nearly organized enough. I would not anticipate the various ways I could be caught. Mm. And I have no desire to be one anyway. But so you got this couple, Jonathan and Diana Tebbe. I've heard it pronounced. It's T-O-E-B-B-E. I'll just say Tebbe for lack of other pronunciation. This guy was a civilian. He was a naval reserve guy, an engineer with the Navy, worked at a very high level on America's nuclear submarines in an engineering capacity, top secret clearance. Well, this guy decides at some point he wants to sell America's nuclear submarine secrets to another country. And he's going to get rich doing that.
So have we nailed down the reason? Was it just flat out cash?
Yeah, it would seem to be. And I'll tell you one of the reasons we know this is he sent some of the plans via the mails or shipping. I can't remember what service he used to a foreign government. And those plans in the envelope had a cover letter in which he said, "Hey, y'all, I think this could be really helpful to you. I got a lot more if you're willing to pay for it.
Wow,
this is America's sub secrets."
So he instigated it.
Absolutely did.
Wow. Because I've read a lot of stories about a lot of spies. I'm super into that sort of thing. And usually they're approached by, you know, back in the day, a Soviet agent who hits them up with a you know, and they find somebody who's got a bit of a problem, like, "Hey, I see you, you know, your son's got health problems. That's probably pretty expensive. Here's something we could do for you." You know, that sort of thing. But these people reached.
Gambling debts was always a big one.
Yeah, but these people reached out.
Yeah, and here's where it gets even more interesting. It was clearly a friendly country to the United States. It was probably one of our allies because they immediately said, "Holy crap, we got some guy trying to sell America's secrets. Well, we're not going to be on the receiving end of that." So they picked up the phone and called the U.S. government, called the FBI and said, "Hey, we got some weasel trying to sell your secrets to us. You guys probably ought to be aware of this." Well, so the FBI gets on to these people, but they got to build a case. So they're being watched by the FBI. And so here's what they did. Once they got in touch with the FBI, they arranged to make it. They were very careful in some ways. Everything had to be encrypted, cryptocurrency and the rest of it. But they were also very sloppy spies. They didn't know what they were doing. And I'm reading this and thinking, I'd have done these things and thought I was doing it just right. But having made contact with the as yet undisclosed other country about providing secrets, the Tebes were reluctant to expose themselves to an in-person meeting. Their apparent desire for cryptocurrency payments led them to agree to the undercover operative's demand. They deposit information in a dead drop location. The old, well, I'll tell you what they did. They took a USB drive, stuck it in a little tiny plastic bag, then put it in the middle of a peanut butter sandwich in a sandwich bag and like drop that behind a park bench. But of course, the FBI set it up so the dead drop was in a place where they got 15 different pictures and videos of them doing it.
Did anybody eat the sandwich?
Not as yet. Please remember, I am risking my life for your benefit, and I have taken the first step. Please help me trust you fully, the traitor wrote. Face-to-face meetings are very risky for me, as I'm sure you understand. The FBI pressed for a neutral drop location. The response came a few days later. I'm concerned that using a dead drop location your friend prepares makes me very vulnerable, the note from Alice said, according to the affidavit. The note went on to propose the writer would choose a drop location for the encrypted files. They would give $10,000 and $20,000 at the drop location of their choosing. And the guy said, I'm sorry to be so stubborn and untrusting, but I cannot agree to go to a location of your choosing. So they wanted to choose. But anyway, you can't pull this stuff off. I mean, unless you are an intelligence agent and knows how intelligence agencies do their thing, trust me, folks, you can't pull it off.
It always just seemed to me that at the very beginning, you'd have no choice but to take a giant risk and hope for the best. Because whether you're approaching somebody or somebody approaches you, at some point really early on, you're just going to have to hope they're not double agents or it's a ruse to catch you or something. You really don't have much choice.
Right, right. Oh, they also used a Band-Aid wrapper to stash a 32-gigabyte memory card. Not what? A used Band-Aid, though. You got to use a used Band-Aid because nobody wants to touch that.
But it happens. You know, old Chelsea Manning, back when he was a dude, he would download stuff onto a thumb drive and just walk it out and get it out to Julian Assange.
Right.
Similar right. sort of thing.
Yeah, not quite as closely guarded secrets as I recall, but
No. Those original WikiLeaks cables that were all the communications between everybody
were.
In the world. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And horribly embarrassing. Did tremendous amount of damage.
Now, the little missus who was in on this plan to sell out her country was a 10-year veteran of the Key School, a progressive private school in Annapolis, where she taught history and English.
Yeah, there's all kinds of people that do all kinds of bad things. So I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I just can't imagine selling out your country for cash. I mean, the amount of damage you do there. You could do world history changing damage if all of a sudden you're giving China, whoever, you know, the information on how to build a nuclear sub like ours. Could change the history of the world.
Right.
And this sort of stuff does. A.Q. Khan, you might not know this name, but he died the other day, over the weekend. He was a Pakistani scientist who sold nuclear secrets to North Korea and all kinds of different people. He's one of the reasons so many bad countries have nuclear weapons. Iran, that's why Iran even has the ability to make a nuclear weapon if they get the right stuff, is this A.Q. Khan guy sold it to him. So, I mean, world history-changing sort of stuff from one guy. And I can't imagine doing that for cash.
Where did he end up living?
I think he was still in Pakistan.
Huh. Okay.
Oh, yeah. No, he was a national hero in Pakistan because he's the one that got the information originally. And then the fact that he gave it to other bad countries, as long as it's sticking to the U.S., they were all fine with it. Yeah, he's a national hero. But so these people could have made China an equal to the United States on the ocean or whatever other country he decides to go with.
Interestingly, it was an ally. Yeah.
And you don't care that, I guess you just don't care.
Well, I don't think they, it's not clear to me that they didn't care at all about the United States, although the gal who is a progressive kept talking about moving to Australia because she couldn't stand American politics, but neither can I.
You know how long Australia would last if it weren't for the United States? They'd be a state of China within like 2 days.
All right. I heard some progressive numbskull talking about American militarism and how much better the world would be without it. Blah, blah, blah. You people, you're like a child. You seriously are like a child, which is not to say, you know, every military adventure is justified and every expenditure is a good one. But the idea if we withdraw American power, the world will be fine is idiotic.
It'd be better. It won't be fine. It'll be better.
You people are fools. But anyway, these people tried to sell to one of our allies attention focused on France because of that whole French-Australian submarine deal. But France says, we don't know. We're not involved with it. Of course, they would say that anyway. But I wonder if it was Japan.
Mm.
Something like that. I don't know. We'll probably find out someday. Don't sell out your country, folks. You end up in prison for the rest of your friggin' life.
So why won't they be shot?
I don't know. Federal, we haven't. The federal death penalty is suspended, right? Didn't Biden suspend that?
We don't shoot traitors anymore?
Apparently not.
Or hung by their neck until dead?
Nope. They could be...
drawn in court?
Yes, that one is fine. Sent to prison for the rest of their natural lives, though. Their unnatural lives, I can't tell you.
Well, I guess that's it.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.